America's great Northwest. It's radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us on our stage studio for the next 90 minutes of music and conversation here in the Museum of Commerce, located on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. And what a great show we have tonight. What a great audience. Give yourselves a big hand. Oh, yeah. And I know why you're here tonight. We have a stellar lineup of artists this evening, and we're going to start with I can certainly call him an old friend now, because we've been doing this show together for Pierce has been on this show 26 of the 27 years this show has been in existence. So he and I started this show in middle school. That's Pierce Pettis has been critically acclaimed as one of this generation's most masterful songwriters. He's performed throughout the United States as well as Canada and Europe. Appeared 9 times on American Public Radio's Mountain Stage, been featured on National Public Radio's E-Town, Morning Edition, and World Cafe, and appeared on VH1, CBS News, and the Nashville Network, in addition to the many times he's been on this program as well. During his long career, he has been a writer at Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Alabama, recorded for Fast Folk Magazine in New York, won the prestigious New Folk Songwriting Competition at the Kerrville Folk Festival in Texas, and was a staff songwriter at Polygram Universal Music Publishing in Nashville. He's received numerous songwriting awards, including the 1999 ASCAP Country Music Award for his song You Move Me, recorded by Garth Brooks. After 3 critically acclaimed albums on the Windham Hill High Street label, Pierce joined Compass Records in Nashville, releasing 5 more albums. The most recent, That Kind of Love, received rave reviews from critics and was ranked as number 2 nationally upon its release in the Roots Music Report for Acoustic Folk Releases. He has also is also now a member of the super group, the New Agrarians, who have just released a new CD, and we have them here tonight as well. Always a delight to have my friend on the show. Please welcome Mr. Pierce Pettis.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Please welcome my friend Bruce from Patchouli. He's going to help me out on this. Oh, this song is called Desiree, but it's spelled like desire. And my grandson asked me what this song was about, and I refused to tell him. Desiree, fire in your eyes, like torchlight against the sky. Desiree, be my angel in the night. Please stay, I need you by my side. Desiree, please don't let me go. There's nothing harder than hope. It takes more courage than I know. No way I can do this on my own. Desiree, I've loved you from my youth. It hurts like a wisdom tooth. With age, there's things you're gonna lose. Friends say I should not hold on. Desiree, whoa, whoa, Desiree, you've always been my muse. And are you the spark or the fuse? Who can say just where you'll lead me to? Desiree, I'd die for love of you. Oh,
thank Bruce for helping me out.
Yeah, I've been camping on the beach for 2 days with my two of my sons. So I got that beach voice, you know, that you get. I want to dedicate this next song to the lady who wrote it, who's been one of my songwriting heroes. And I understand she's in bad health and just went in the hospital. So maybe before you go to bed tonight, say a prayer for Joni. And that ain't a joke. I came upon the child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, "Where you going?" This he told me. He said, "I'm going down to Yaska's farm, gonna join in a rock and roll band, gonna camp out on the land and set my soul free. We are stardust, we are golden, we're caught in the devil's bargain, and we got to get ourselves back to God." Come to lose the smoke, and I feel myself cooking something turning. Maybe it's the time of year, oh, and maybe it's the time of man. And I don't know who I am, but life is for learning. We are stardust, we are golden. We're caught in the devil's bargain, and we got to get ourselves back to the God. Got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong. Oh, and everywhere was song and celebration. And I dreamed I saw the death flames riding shotgun in the sky, turning into butterflies above our nation. Caught in the devil's bargain, and we got to get ourselves back to the garden. We are stardust, we are golden, billion-year-old carbon, and we got to get ourselves back to the garden.
Thank you. For joining Mitch, son.
Oh, well, thank you. I have a brand new one that I usually close with.
Thank you and good night.
I wrote this a month or so ago. I was down here for the songwriting 30A Songwriting Festival, which is a great thing, man. They had 150 writers, including people like, you know, Jason Isbell and Graham Nash and all these guys. And, man, it was so much fun. And you got to do this. If you guys live around here, you've got to check this out. Anyway, I was inspired by all the folks I was seeing and hearing, and I wrote this song. Let me be an instrument of your peace. Let me be a tool in your hand. Crooked and warped though I might be, let me do some good here while I can. Let me be a vessel for your grace. Let me be the first one to forgive. Though the world may curse me to my face, let me learn to bear it like you did. Let me be a kindling of your light. Fan the flame till it blazes through. So if anyone should pay me any mind, let them catch a little glimpse of you. Let me grow in love that knows no fear, till every tear is wiped away, and when the night is drawing near, I can look forward to the day.
Thank you, Pierce. Pierce Pettis, and Pierce will be back with us in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live. Radio Live, support for Radio Live, comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with a team of attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. We do appreciate our sponsors. Yes, indeed. All right. All right. Our next guest, someone we always are delighted to have on the show. Haven't had him on as many times as Pierce has because he's not nearly as old as Pierce and I are. So, you know, he has to grow into it. A native of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Jonathan Bird grew up singing in the Southern Baptist Church, where his father preached and his mother played the piano. After 4 years in the Navy, he returned to Chapel Hill content to play in rock bands until a friend invited him to an old-time fiddle festival in the mountains of Southwest Virginia, where his writing began to change. Assimilating the sounds of Southern traditional music, Jonathan wrote new songs in an ancient style. Just after the release of his debut CD, Wildflowers, in late 2001, his music caught the attention of folk legend Tom Paxton, who sent him a note saying, "What a treat to hear someone so deeply rooted in tradition yet growing in his own beautiful way." His second album, The Waitress, won the prestigious New Folk Competition in Kerrville that year, and he set CD sales records at the festival. Since then, he has collaborated, and I mean collaborated, with a wide range of artists on a number of diverse projects, recording a total of 8 critically acclaimed CDs, his latest being You Can't Outrun the Radio, and using his traditional roots to move in different directions. As he says himself, "Everything I do is a departure from what I've done," but he still holds on to those roots that he has, that past, and it's great. Tonight, he's joined by the Pickup Cowboys, featuring Paul Ford on cello, and Johnny Wakin on mandolin, guitar, and saw. Please welcome Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys.
Thank you. Well, I was an oak tree. It took 1,000 years to grow. I've seen kingdoms come and go. I've seen the losers turn to lords and back again. I held the rebels when they hung them from my limbs. When men of fortune cast their futures on the sea, it's when they came for me. And I was a slave ship under the standard of the cross. A hallelujah holocaust. And half were dead before we reached the other shore. And the captain never saw the coming storm that swept around the Cape and took us by surprise. And only 8 survived. And I was a campfire, a pile of driftwood in the sand, and the only comfort in this land. And 8 hungry sailors roasted acorns that they found and left me burning as they stumbled toward the sound of a church bell ringing out above the ocean's wind. And I was born again. Now I'm an oak tree out along the wild Cape Fear, and there is talk of freedom here. Where is the kingdom that was here before I came? Where have the people gone who only left their names? A revolution's just a circle after all, and every kingdom falls. Now I'm an oak tree. If it takes 1,000 years to grow, I'll see kingdoms come and go. I'll see kingdoms come and go.
Thank you.
she'd been running around with all the chicks. And ain't nothing a little chicken wire won't fix. A chicken wire let the sunshine through. It ain't much to look at, but it'll have to do. My old hen, she got a roving eye. Oh Lord, I guess I need a little chicken wire. Hen you're looking at is mine, and I'm the only rooster in this yard. Stay on your side of that chicken wire. Sing it if you know it. Chicken wire, let the sunshine through. It ain't much to look at, but it'll have to do. My old hen, my old hen, she got a roving eye. I guess I need a little chicken wire. To look at, but it'll have to do. My old hen, she got a roving eye. Lord, I guess I need a little chicken wire. One more time. Oh, I guess I need what? Thank you so much. I want to introduce the band. This is the Pickup Cowboys. Johnny Wakin on the right-hand side here. And back here on the doghouse cello, Mr. Paul Ford. I was recently in the news. Really bad accident out in the Gulf of Mexico on an oil rig. And this is the story of Charles McEwen, who is my wife's cousin's brother-in-law. That's it. I got it. And Charles worked on a rig back in the 50s and told me this story over lunch one day. And we burned a lot of fuel on the road and in the air. And there is a human cost. So we'll send this song out to all the guys who do that work. This is called Working Offshore. Well, it was Houston, Texas, 1958. And I was looking for work from state to state. Well, the man said, son, you're way too young, but there's jobs to be done working offshore. I caught a 64-footer to a Grand Isle rig. I told him I was 18 just to get the gig. $2.50 an hour, A steak and a shower, energy was power, working offshore. Trust your luck. Hey, it's a long way down just to bring it back up. Well, they put me in the crow's nest lining up a run, and I was lining up another when that one was done. And when the sunset bled, the gulf turned red, two men to a bed, working offshore. It was 10 days on and 5 days off. Yeah, my back was getting strong, my head was getting soft. Lost a finger and a chain, I had to retrain. A little pain for my gain, working offshore. It's a long way out just to trust your luck. Bring it back up. You got to bring it back up. You got it. Well, I packed it up in 1959. I went back to school to get what's mine. And I heard then 18 of my friends, they never came in from working offshore. And there's no telling how many men have fallen. Yeah, now it's 250, what, $3 a gallon? You're standing in that line, just keep it in mind. There's men still dying, working offshore. It's a long way out just to trust your luck. Yeah. Yeah, it's a long way. Bring it back up. You got to bring it back up. You got to bring it back up, child. It's a long way. It's a long way. Back up. Back up. Back up. Bring it back up. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. And they, too, will be back with us in the second half of the program. The program is Radio Live. It comes to you the Thursday of each month right here in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. As I said, we do it live on the first Thursday of every month, and then we have Best of Radio Lives on subsequent Thursdays on 88.1 FM. You can also watch Radio Live. In fact, we have several years of video recordings of Radio Live that we run every evening on Cox Cable Channel 4. That's WUWF-TV. Weeknights at 9 o'clock. So lots of opportunities. And of course, you can always go to wuwf.org, click on the Radio Live, and it'll take you to the Radio Live page where you can find archived programs, both audio and video, so you can enjoy the program anytime you want. In fact, within a matter of days, this program will be available streaming online for you to listen, so you can relive the moment that you're experiencing right now. All right. With a sound that's been described as the harmonies of Simon and Garfunkel meet the guitar brilliance of the Gypsy Kings, award-winning songwriter Julie Patchouli and master guitarist Bruce Hextall personify the new American folk movement. Their 16 years of nonstop touring has honed this classically trained duo into legendary performers, dubbed the hardest-working folk duo in America. And they're as busy in the studio as they are on the road, with 12 albums featuring their very own brand of original music and 5 CDs under the name Terra Guitarra for their instrumental Spanish-style guitar project. Their latest release under that title, Firelight, is currently number 1 on the World Music UK Top 100 chart. Yes, indeed. Their song, The Woods, from their 2013 release, Anything is Possible, won the Songs for Trees Award, and other tunes from the CD are finding their way into commercials. Julie and Bruce represent the very top echelon of today's acoustic performers, bringing the highest level of skill together with the passion, experience, and joy that are a rare combination indeed. City Pages says it best, Patchouli Live is amazing. I compare it to taking a yoga class in a field of running Mustangs. Please welcome Patchouli.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's good to be back here on Radio Live. We think this is our fourth adventure here, and we're going to start with a song that's from our brand new CD that Pat was just telling you about. This one is called Sunshower, right? And this song we wrote here in Florida last year, and right as we were composing the piece, all of a sudden there was the sky got really dark on one side of the house and got really bright, and all of a sudden there's this big burst of rain and a big sun shower. And we're like, wow, that's really cool when that happens when you're playing a song for the first time. So we're composing this song. We go on to the rest of the tour. Several months go by. We get to finally decide, and we're going to record this song. We sit down in the studio. We put our headphones on, and all of a sudden, what happens? One side of the house starts to get a little dark. I'm looking out the window. The other side looks really bright. We run outside. There's a double rainbow hanging over the Mississippi River. So exciting. We're all, oh, my gosh. So this song, oh, wow. So we go and we finish recording the song. A couple months go by. We get back to Florida. What happens? The CDs are about to arrive. This morning, we go on this ride, and we go on our bikes. All of a sudden, what happens? A sun shower. We named the album Firelight. Oh, no. Anyway, it's still one of our favorite songs to play.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sun shower. And those of you listening in don't know, it is such a beautiful day and such a beautiful week here in Pensacola. We're so lucky to be here. We're going to sing a song from our CD called The Woodlands, and it's also on our live CD. This one is called The Labyrinth, and you'll start to know that we pretty much write songs anywhere and everywhere, just when it hits you. Somebody asked me, how do you write a song? That's just such a big question, because this is the one and only song I wrote sitting in front of my computer screensaver, which is not a place I find myself ever. In fact, it was the first time I knew I had a computer screensaver, but it was it's a beautiful screensaver, and it was doing its job. I was having a really horrible, horrible spring. I had a couple of friends pass away and two family members, and this was hitting me on a night that we'd been out on this long tour. And anyway, I'm sitting in the dark, 2 a.m., computer screen, thinking I'm going to email somebody. Can't think of anything to email. My screensaver comes on. It's this beautiful picture of plants, but they're all like close-up shots, so you can see all the textures on the leaves and veins and the petals, and each one of them looks like a labyrinth. And they got labyrinths placed all over the world for us to adventure and take our walk through. And I just started to walk, picked up my guitar, walked through that computer screensaver, and I started singing right out to it.
Thank you.
is called Elements. This is from our CD Dragonfly. It always takes on the elements of where we play it. That's why we gave it that title. We'll see if that train horn is still honking back there.
Julie, and they will be back with us as well in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with a team of attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. Two sponsors that have made the continuation of this show possible. And for that, we are very grateful indeed. Okay, let me remind you that, particularly those of you that are listening tonight and those of you that are here, that we are in the midst of our spring member drive. It's a great chance to support your public radio station and this particular program. And you can do that by going online at wuwf.org, if you're listening, or you can do it here in person at the Museum of Commerce. Trish Allison will be glad to facilitate that for you. So keep that in mind. Don't forget our tip jars. Think about this as a fine meal. If you have a fine meal, you don't think twice about leaving a generous tip. So think about this as that meal.